You're listening to SBS News.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the White House National Security Council's top Ukraine expert and a decorated Iraq war veteran, has testified at the third public impeachment hearing before the US House of Representatives Intelligence Committee. Colonel Vindman, along with other witnesses, has been publicly criticised by President Trump. The inquiry focuses on a phone call on July the 25th in which Mr. Trump asked Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to carry out two investigations. One targeted Democratic political rival Joe Biden. The other involved a conspiracy theory embraced by some of the president's allies that Ukraine and not Russia interfered in the 2016 US election. Jennifer Williams, an aide to Vice President Mike Pence, said the call was unusual.
In contrast to other presidential calls I had observed, it involved discussion of what appeared to be a domestic political matter.
Ms. Williams has previously testified behind closed doors that some of Mr. Trump's comments were inappropriate. When Lieutenant Colonel Vindman came to give evidence, his comments were uncompromising.
I was concerned by the call. What I heard was inappropriate, and I reported my concerns to Mr. Eisenberg. It is improper for the President of the United States to demand a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen and a political opponent. I was also clear that if Ukraine pursued an investigation, into the 2016 elections, the Bidens and Burisma, it would be interpreted as a partisan play. This would undoubtedly result in Ukraine losing bipartisan support, undermining U.S. national security, and advancing Russia's strategic objectives in the region.
Democrat Counsel Daniel Goldman questioned Colonel Vindman later.
Colonel Vindman, you said in your deposition that it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see the political benefits of the president's demands. For those of us who are not rocket scientists, can you explain what you meant by that?
So my understanding is that it was the connection to investigate into a political opponent was inappropriate and improper. I made that connection as soon as the president brought up the Biden investigation.
Associated Press reporter Eric Tucker has been covering the story. He explains why the testimony of the two officials is pivotal to the inquiry.
We heard this morning from two officials who have direct firsthand knowledge of the July phone call between President Trump and his Ukraine counterpart. And that really eviscerates a Republican talking point, which is that the witnesses so far really don't know exactly what they're talking about because they weren't directly part of the issues at hand. We now have two distinct officials who say they listened to the call in real time and they were concerned by it. One official in particular, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, actually said he reported it right after it ended to a White House National Security Council attorney.
Meanwhile, President Trump has criticized the inquiry as a disgrace and a kangaroo court. He dismissed the testimony of Colonel Vindman.
I don't know him. I don't know, as he says, Lieutenant Colonel, I understand somebody had the misfortune of calling him Mr. and he corrected them. I never saw the man. I understand now he wears his uniform when he goes in. No, I don't know Vindman at all. What I do know is that even he said that the transcript was correct. And if anybody reads the transcripts, I had two calls with the president of Ukraine, who, by the way, said there was no pressure whatsoever. There was no anything.
And he was strongly critical of the Democrat Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, saying that she was holding up the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal, known as USMCA, in a bid to secure votes for his impeachment.
The woman is grossly incompetent. All she wants to do is focus on impeachment, which is just a little pipe dream she's got. And she can keep playing that game. And I've been told, and who knows if this is so, but I think it's so, I have pretty good authority on it, that she's using USMCA because she doesn't have the impeachment votes. So she's using USMCA to get the impeachment vote.
A spokesman for Nancy Pelosi says the USMCA is a completely separate issue. Alan Lee, SBS News.